Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. A low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. After publishing yesterday's episode, I realized I had one in the books that I had never completed that combined my love for psychology and storytelling, and it was coined in the 80s by Epstein and White, who called the technique narrative therapy, which aims to separate the individuals from the problems, allowing the individual to externalize their issues rather than internalize them. And this makes sense for my type of brain. By allowing us to reflect on our lives in a more narrative format, it can reframe our story into an exposition with problems to solve outside of ourselves and our character. Michael White and David Epstein believed that separating a person from their problematic or destructive behavior was a vital part of treatment. And I could not agree more. You are a person who makes mistakes. You're not a mistake yourself. And the formal narrative therapy technique is grounded in the three main ideas. One, the practice must be respectful. No human is deficient, defective, or unworthy. In fact, even considering ideas like this type of reflection is inherently brave and admirable. Two, the practice must be rooted in a place where blame is non-existent. Therapists should not blame clients, and clients should not blame other characters in their story, including their own character. But assigning fault is not the point. Narrative therapy acts to separate people from their problems, viewing them as a whole and functional individual who engage in thought patterns or behaviors that they might like to change to result in different outcomes. And that third rule pertains to the idea that the therapist and the client are on equal playing fields. There's no social, academic, or other hierarchy at all. The client is the expert on their story, and the therapist is simply curious in the story. And because I'm not a therapist, I get it. That last one felt less relevant to me too, but I promised three tenants and I wanted to deliver, baby. But genuinely, the more I look into the techniques of this therapy, the more I realize it's right up my alley, and some of these I might integrate into my own reflection and journaling techniques at home. I will always stand by the idea that there is a distinction between you, an individual with problems, and a problematic individual. And I know from experience, it can be hard to separate yourself from your problems, but it's really good to reframe every once in a while and really remind ourselves once and for all, the problem is the problem, the person is not. And to this end, there are a few main themes or principles of this narrative therapy that apply that I really enjoyed and I thought y'all would enjoy too. The first is that reality is socially constructed, which means that our interactions and dialogue with others impacts the way we experience reality. Two, reality is influenced by and communicated through language, which suggests that people who speak different languages may have radically different interpretations of the same experience. 3, having a narrative that can be understood helps us organize and maintain our reality. In other words, stories and narratives help us make sense of our experience. And in my experience, it also helps me remember my experience. And 4, there is no objective reality or absolute truth. What is true for us may not be the same for another person, or even for ourselves at another point in time. And the simple fact that every human being I've ever met in my whole life skews towards the negative unless they've trained themselves not to, I will always advocate for skepticism over our grand narratives. I'm only speaking from my personal experience here, but I and many of my friends have a tendency to be anxious, which can create an extremely problematic pattern of negative thinking and self-blame. And there are thousands of ways out of a shame spiral, but typically it takes us noticing it first. And the idea of intentionally doing it through a form of narrative therapy seems like a really helpful and valuable tool. By being reminded there's no universal truth, it gives us space and permission to create truths that help us disconnect from the current negative cycle and construct a new reality that serves both ourselves and the people around us. Narrative therapy offers story-shaping skills that reframe our relationships to help us be more empathetic in a way that actually connects us, rather than we think we're doing the right thing, we think we're being kind, but it's disconnecting for some reason. Because the beauty of a narrative is it allows us to see other perspectives without losing the value of our own, you know? Anyway, I'll be back tomorrow with some fresh ideas and techniques that you can use in your journaling or talk to maybe your therapist about if it fits your vibe and seems like something you'd be interested in and can have access to. In the meantime, I love you so stinking much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.